This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. If you're a Bears fan, you cannot be happy about anything you heard today from George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, or even Matt Nagy. I feel like there were a lot of questions that we all had. I don't think that we got answers that we wanted.
And no, clearly, we didn't get answers we wanted. We got answers.
Yeah, sure. I didn't say we didn't get answers. We got answers. They're just answers we didn't want.
Yeah.
And that, as a Bears fan, knowing that the front office is not changing, everyone's coming back, everything's the same. Now we're heading into next season, cap hell, cap space hell. We don't have a quarterback. What are we going to do with the quarterback position? We're not drafting in the top 10. We have so many questions that need to be answered. Do you trust Ryan Pace? Do you trust Matt Nagy to get the most out of this team to get us back to a place where we're competing for championships? I do not think that those are the guys. And I don't think that George McCaskey and Ted Phillips are the two guys who can make the judgment that those are the guys. From what I heard from them is they were very impressed by the little output by the offense at the end of the season against bad teams, trash teams. Very impressed, George McCaskey. Very impressed the way Abdallah, this team stuck together. Six games they lost in a row. But guess what? They're a team and they stuck together.
Mm-hmm.
This team, they stuck together. And that means everyone gets a stay because you stuck together. You didn't pull a James Harden and ask for out of town, even though one of your players at the start of the season asked for a trade request. Your best offensive player wanted out, but let's ignore that. This team stuck together through six games. How about that, Bears fans? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, they no one quit. They were getting paid to do their jobs. They did their jobs. But basically, if you listen to this press conference today, the first 45 minutes was George McCaskey and Ted Phillips, CEO, president, whatever he calls himself. And basically, this was when they were asked, why do you think Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace are the guys to lead you into the next few years? I don't know how long they're going to be around because we don't know how long their contracts are up for. We don't know if they got extensions or if they're still on 1 year deals or 2 year deals or whatever it is. But basically, George McCaskey said to you, Bears fans, when he was asked, why do you think these guys are the two to lead the team into the future, to select the next quarterback, to build, to try to get back to the playoffs and, I don't know, maybe win a playoff game? He basically said, because I said so, that's why. He basically pulled the, this is my team, I'm a McCaskey, that's why. And guess who I answered to? The board, who's a bunch of other McCaskeys, you know? So to me, this was a slap in the face to Bears fans. This is a slap in the face to season ticket holders. This is a slap in the face to anybody that bought a jersey, to anybody that watches these games hoping for the best. Even the truthers. All of you. Because we're all Bears fans. We all want this team to succeed. And just have these guys making this decision. I don't know what, I don't know. Is it maybe going from 28th to 26th in yards per game? Is it going from 27th to 27th? No progression. In yards per play? How about this? In third down conversion percentage, bottom of the barrel from 2019 to 2020, 32nd. There's literally nowhere to go but up, and they couldn't even go up.
Well, they might go up next year.
They might go up next year. How about this? In 2019 and 2020, 3-11 versus teams that made the playoffs. Not the cool band that made Come Original. No, the record. 3-11. 3-11 against playoff teams. That's not competing. Oh, great. You beat the Vikings twice in 2019. Cool. Oh, here's a contract. Awesome. I'm going to pick another quarterback. It's ridiculous. ridiculous. It's so frustrating as a Bears fan. I can't imagine how frustrating it is for season ticket holders. I can't imagine how frustrating it is for everybody that has a Bears den in their home, for everybody that spends their afternoons, 3.5 hours of your hard-earned afternoons on Sundays watching this team, and just the continued mediocrity. Continued mediocrity. And that's what you're going to get for another God only knows how long, because we don't know how long these contracts are. Could be just a year. Could be 2 years. Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll go 5-1 to start the season, and guess what? They'll get extensions again.
Oh, extensions.
Maybe they'll get
extensions. First half of the season.
Maybe, because you know what's going to happen? They'll go 5-1, Chris, and then they'll come together during a 6-game losing streak again.
Yeah, because, you know, George is very impressed by the numbers put up offensively against bad teams in the National Football League and sticking together through a 6-game losing streak. Ah, that's fantastic.
It's BS.
How about that?
It's absolute BS.
312-332-3776. Bleck and Abdallah on early. We had Notre Dame basketball earlier today. Waddle and Sylvie will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. So we want to talk to you, the Bears fan. 312-332-3776. What's your feelings after hearing from George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, and Matt Nagy earlier today? In case you missed it, here's George McCaskey on Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy on both of them coming back to the Bears for 2021.
Ryan and Matt are men of character. They are both, like Ted, outstanding leaders. I've been most impressed with how well they collaborate. I was impressed with both of them this past season, especially during the 6-game losing streak. The fact that our players never gave up is a tribute to the players. It is also indicative of the type of players that Ryan acquires and to the players' regard for Matt as their head coach. Like Ted and I, Ryan and Matt, too, have vigorous discussions. In the end, all four of us want what's best for the Bears. There are no egos. There are no other agendas. Have mistakes been made? Yes. But I think both Ryan and Matt are learning and growing in their roles. Before turning it over to Ted, I want to take a moment to tell Bears fans, we understand your frustration. We're frustrated too. And it would be a perfectly natural reaction to say, back up the truck, major overhaul, whatever you want to call it. After one particularly dispiriting loss this season, a season ticket holder sent me an email that read, fire somebody, we deserve better. I get it. You deserve your Bears being winners. The decisions we're announcing today may not be the easiest or most popular, but we believe they're the best decisions for the Bears.
So that was George McCaskey meeting the media earlier today. He's the chairman of the board for the Chicago Bears. And then Ted Phillips, his first statements about Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and needing improvements from these two, but both coming back. Here's President and CEO Ted Phillips.
There's plenty of improvement that needs to be made, but Ryan and Matt have the ability, and it's not easy, to self-reflect, to understand where we've fallen short and where we can make improvements. To me, that is being accountable. We trust Ryan and Matt to use their experiences together, the good ones, the bad ones, learn from them, and to bring a consistently winning team back to Chicago. We're all fixated. Everyone in this building is fixated on being a championship organization and to field a team that our fans can be proud of. Everyone has an opinion on how to get there, and that's okay. We know that we all ultimately want the same thing, a winner. And we have exactly the right football culture, that all teams strive for. So we're going to recognize our failures. We're going to build on our successes. And we trust Ryan and Matt to be solution-oriented and to continue to work through all those challenges together and get us on the right path towards being a winning Chicago Bears team.
Because making change would be too difficult for these two individuals, Ted Phillips and George McCaskey. Making change and going out and finding the right people, that seems like it's too much of a challenge. So it's easier to just stand pat with what you have and hope, because these are nice guys, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, nice people that they will eventually figure it out. Did I decode that correctly?
Well, yeah. And I don't understand about these culture comments. What culture? What culture? The culture where two dudes get kicked out of a game? The culture where after meetings about keeping your cool against the Saints, another dude gets kicked out? A culture where Akeem Hicks is taking swings at guys that he doesn't get caught for on camera, but that the refs don't see? What culture? A culture where you're sitting at home now while the rest of the league is playing playoff football? That culture? A losing culture?
A culture where a player who's been out with injury, who's on the roster, who has been making fun of your offense on social media during the games this season, Tariq Cohen, a culture where your best offensive player asked for a trade at the start of the season? The moment things started to get rocky, he asked for a trade? That's the culture?
A culture where former players are taking shots during the press conference? A fan favorite, former Bears, are taking shots
absolutely
at the Bears.
Shout out to our guy.
You know who wants this culture in the NFL? Literally no one.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. Break. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Shout out to those watching the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can listen to us on your Alexa. Just tell her. Tune on ESPN 1000.
What's up, girl?
Also, download the app, the ESPN Chicago app. You can find all the podcasts, Black and Abdallah, right there on the ESPN Chicago app. There's a lot to play back and hear from the press conference earlier today. This is something that stuck out to me. Of all the things that were said that I think is the most ridiculous, Ted Phillips talking about Ryan Pace and accountability for Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Here's what Ted Phillips had to say about Ryan Pace as a GM.
The reality is, if you break his tenure from 15 to 17 and then 18 to 20, there have been vast improvements in 18 to 20. And a lot of that has to do with the trust level that's been built between Matt and Ryan, how they make decisions. You can ask Ryan and Matt. You can ask Ryan yourself if he has had learnings from his first 3 years to his last three. I think you'll hear that he has. That's what we heard. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but when we've looked at that and we've looked at how the drafts have improved in the last 3 years versus the prior 3 years, we see lots of reason for hope.
Okay, so there's a lot that came out of the Hallis Hall press conference today with George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, and Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. There's a lot of it that's complete BS. I thought that was the top of the pile. I thought breaking down Ryan Pace's success in the last 5 years and taking a look at the last 6 years as Bears GM and the six drafts that he's been a part of and saying, well, basically, the first three, throw them out. You know, that 2017 draft where he completely blanked the franchise, throw that out.
That doesn't count.
But let's take a look at 18 and 19 and 20 and look at what a great job Ryan Pace is doing.
Who did you draft in 2018?
Well, first of all, 2018... You got Roquan Smith.
Okay.
What else do you have to kind of really pump your chest about? Pump up your
tires.
Chest, whatever you're doing.
I think it's pump your tire. Brakes?
Sure.
Pump your brakes?
No, you pump the brakes to stop. You're trying to go.
Pump tires to
go. Yes, tires. That's it. James Daniels. Yeah, I mean, he was hurt. I mean,
All right. Okay.
Yeah, nice piece on the offensive line. Anthony Miller. Major disappointment.
Yeah, he's probably
Belial
not on
Nichols
the team
with a fifth round pick.
He's
Javon
good.
Wims has been a disappointment, but he was a seventh round pick.
Probably gone too.
So you're telling me that the Bears are only looking at Pace now because he's improved in the last 3 years? His drafts haven't been that good.
Improved? What have they
haven't been that
upon?
Good.
You haven't added to the team.
Last year's draft, 2019, outside of David Montgomery, you have no players to contribute there.
If he has gotten better at acquiring players, developing a culture, whatever, and making this team better in off seasons. Why did they go from 12-4 to 8-8 to now 8-9? And I know, yeah, 9 playoff game. Yeah, 8-9. What? How?
They had 9 losses on the year.
How? How did you go from making the playoffs and winning 12 games to going 8-8 and then going 8-9? That's not improvement. That's like, and look, I can go deeper into the stats and be like, look, you drafted these guys and they're not showing up. Leonard Floyd's on a different team performing right now when he should have been performing for you.
You can't throw out 2017, the worst draft in Bears history. You can't throw that out. You can't. You just can't.
This is why it goes back to what I said, Chris. Today's press conference was a, we're doing this because I said so. That's why. This was a father to a five-year-old saying, and the fans of the five-year-olds saying, why can't you guys make competent decisions? Why can't we have a new GM? Why can't we have a new coach? Why can't we have all the fun things that other NFL teams that win? And the Bears looked you in the face and said, because I said so. That's why.
312-332-3776. Bears fans, how do you feel about what you heard today from Hallis Hall and the Bears front office and ownership and what they told you today? Eddie in Portage Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, guys? It's kind of cool you guys are on early. Man, it's crazy that you guys played that, man. I forgot about that for a moment. You guys played it and it made me angry again. Not only does it feel like a slap on the face, it feels like then Ted came over, like, you know, the like old school bullies, like little kid bullies, and he just spat on you when you were on the ground. Because everything that he said really just, everything they said just emphasized the emphasis on, like, because we said so. That's why they're still here. And it's really like, we've been saying, like, new ownership would help or fire everybody. Really, what would, like, Chicago needs a winning, a new football team. The NFL should consider bringing in 2 new teams, give St. Louis a team or give Oakland a team, San Diego a team, and put a second one here, man, because that's the only way that we're going to get, like, real, like winning football here, because the Bears, they're going to poop the bed every time they can.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. We go to the All-Star from last night's show. Last night here on Black and Abdallah, Scott from Elgin called the show.
Very emotional.
Poured out his heart. Mm-hmm. Scott from Elgin calls in again. Scott, you're on ESPN 1000.
How you doing, Scott?
What's going on, boys? Good evening.
Oh, you sound a lot happier
You
today.
Sound much better today, Scott.
I was. You could call last night being pre-upset. I knew this was coming. I knew it. I knew this is what they were going to come out and do today. See, so what did they do?
Scott, this is what happens. Basically, yesterday you were upset, and now you're just like, I'm just, like, it's beyond crying. It's just like, it's so absurd that now you're just laughing at it.
Yes, that's all you can do is either laugh or cry. You got to make your choice. And I've made my choice, and I'm happy with it. I'm just gonna laugh at them. They basically just kicked us all in the nuts for 87 minutes. Told us all we're stupid, we're fans, we're just dumb little babies, and we don't know anything. Ted Phillips has been in power for 21 years now, and he's got 24 different starting quarterbacks under his belt. So I really don't want to hear him preach to me about cohesiveness and working together and cooperation and whatever else crap that spewed out of that press conference. There was not a modicum of truth or anything to be pulled away from that where any of it could be considered intelligent thought. It was almost like the rambling from Billy Madison where Adam Sandler just goes on and on and on and on, and then the moderator pulls him back and says, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my entire life. That's effectively what we heard tonight, or what we heard today. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, and I mm-hmm. award you no points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, I award you no points. You get no points.
Yeah, Scott, no, I'm with you. And a lot of it, I think, is just, I think the thing that we feared heading into this would be that the people at the very top may not understand the National Football League like we would hope they do. And clearly they don't, because they think that winning 3 of 4 against teams that, a couple of them not even trying at the end of the season, that was some kind of feat that proves that this team stuck together. Even though, like they have no concept that the Texans have had a terrible season, or that yes. the Vikings have been bad this season, and mm-hmm. Jacksonville. the worst team in the National Football League.
When you start Mike Glennon, you're giving up on the season and hoping to get the number one draft pick.
That's exactly
what they did.
What it feels like is that the McCaskies and Phillips show up on Sunday at the time that they know the Bears are going to play, and they flip on that one game, and they consume that one NFL game, and then they turn off the TV, and then they just count their money. Because they're not watching the rest of the National Football League. This team is not competing at the same level as other teams.
Well, no, what they're doing is, they told you, they're consulting with the Bidwells and the Giants GM. And do you really think consulting with other general managers is smart? They want you to lose.
Yeah.
These people don't have your best interest at heart. That was one of the dumbest things I'd ever heard from a press conference when they came out. Oh, you know, we consult with other general managers, and they all think that, you know, what we're doing here is great. It's laughable. And I know you guys agree. We were tweeting back and forth as it was going on, and I think we're all just sitting there shaking our heads, like, in complete disbelief that these idiots are allowed to continue running this franchise into the ground. It's going to keep happening. And I've heard a lot of calls today from fans who sounded very similar to how I sounded last night. And that made me so damn proud of my fellow brethren, Bears fans, because I think people are finally starting to wake up.
Thanks for the call, Scott. I'm glad to hear that you sound a little better, more upbeat today.
Thanks, guys. You have a good night.
You too, Scott. Appreciate it.
It's just turned into insanity at this point.
Scott had an awesome phone call last night.
Like, we're just because guess what? We're all watching in the fall.
Paul in Lakeview, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Paul?
Hi, gentlemen. Love you guys. I'm glad that the other radio stations have closed their Kool-Aid stands now, and they're finally on board with what is dysfunctional Chicago Bears. What can I say? I just tend to follow elite teams, and I follow teams that are trending upward, like the Browns or Buffalo or Indy, because last time I called, Chris, you asked what does a recovering Bears fan mean, and it's just too painful. You know, it's just too painful to follow the team, but I love the sport, and I love the sport more than I love the team, and I've been following this team since 85, and it's just like you said, they're counting their money. This team is designed for mediocrity. And, you know, my hat's off to McCaskies because they maximize the amount of money they can make on this team with putting in what seems like as little as possible. You know, when have we ever had a real playmaker on the team, like a real number one wide receiver who has never had any baggage prior to us getting them, you know, just for example. So thanks for letting me talk, and I'll definitely be in touch, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the phone call. And, you know, like, the sad thing is, the answer is Allen Robinson is a bona fide number one wide receiver. Problem is, the Bears don't want to pay him. So, likely, he will no longer be a Bears wide receiver into the future.
The problem is also they can't pay him.
Well, they can't pay him, and they're probably not going to. And the way this has kind of worked out is that he's also disgruntled because he has bad quarterbacks throwing to him. Think about all the stats that we see of catchable balls and targets on point for Allen Robinson. He still puts up numbers. He's a stud.
And I think I saw something. He had the most uncatchable or second most uncatchable balls thrown to him as a wide receiver this season by Pro Football Focus. And that's, again, you've wasted another wide receiver. He was wasted in Jacksonville. He was wasted here. And now you're going to have to draft one, or you're going to have to find someone off the scrap heap, because I'm telling you, the financials of this team, it's not going to get better. I think, look, if you're a Bears fan, it's time to temper your expectations now. And I know you have been. Everybody's like, oh, well, I'm going to be apathetic. And I go, you can still watch the Bears. Just don't expect anything. Just like my parents sending me to school. Just don't expect that much.
What should we expect? What are you looking for? Three wins? Five wins?
Season D's, baby.
Season D's?
Season D's,
What
baby.
Is that? What do you mean?
Whatever you think season D's translates
season
to.
Season D's?
My parents learned at a very young age to just temper their expectations.
You're talking about report cards.
This is not an A student we're watching.
Oh, no, no,
this
no,
is a
no,
B-plus no. student on a good day. On a good day, this if is a B-plus
lucky.
Student.
If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
You got to turn in all the extra credit.
If I got the answers beforehand, maybe.
I don't think McCaskey and Phillips are turning in the extra credit. I don't think that's happening.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Leckie and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
We have a motto on the show. All calls welcome.
All of them. There's a couple I see up there, though.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
There's a couple I see up there,
though. I was
going to
say, we can see on the board all the calls that are waiting for us.
There's a couple.
All calls welcome on the Chicago Bears.
There's a couple I see up there.
312-332-3776. And there's a couple I see as well that I don't get.
But listen.
They can come on the air and they can say what they want to say, but I don't. I'm guessing I don't get this.
We'll have a constructive conversation.
Okay.
As I have, so normally, let me let you into the window, right? Let me into the room here.
Okay? No, we'll get to it when we get to it.
No. So this is what I'm telling you. So normally I'd be fighting with truthers. Fighting them, they're zombies. And I'm in the castle.
They like to come for you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And
then this past weekend, after the loss, someone was getting to me on Twitter, and they were like, "What do you like?" I was like, "That's it. They all gotta go. They all gotta go."
The truthers?
No. The Nagy, Pace, Trubisky. Everybody's gotta go. And they're like, "Why?" And I'm like, "Well, I told them." And then they were like, "Okay, but this." And I was like, "Okay, but this." And they're like, "Okay, but this." And finally, it was a constructive Twitter back and forth.
Sure.
Where there was no, "Yeah, you're just a hater. What's wrong with you? You don't like this team."
Mouth garbage.
There's none of that. It was just, and then I believe they left smarter because I was like, what? Here's what I want to know at this point. We'll get to it when we get to it. But what I want to know at this point is if you're. How can you be on the side of management and say that, these are the guys?
All right, well, let's get to the calls. Kevin in Wheeling, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys, I'll try to be quick and succinct here, but just in the Bears side, if I presented you two doors, what door would you take? Door number one is we try to trade for Deshaun Watson, Mortgage to the Future, first round, second round. And you have a 2-year window, but you also get Pace and Nagy for 2 years. And after that, we blow it up. Or option number two is we tank and we try to become the Jacksonville Jaguars. We trade Roquan, we get picks. We trade Khalil Mack, we try to get picks. This next draft, we go crazy with offensive linemen. Get a bunch of really good offensive linemen, become the Jaguars, get the first or second pick, and then the following year, we get a good quarterback. Which route would you take? Also, one quick one for you guys. I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but I'm also a diehard baseball fan. Is it all right if I become a White Sox co-allegiance for the next couple years? Because I don't want to be a Cubs fan being all angry at the Sox. I'd rather be along for the ride. What do you guys think?
Kevin, interesting call. I'm going to say this. You're talking to two guys who don't necessarily believe in the Cubs-White Sox rivalry the way that some do in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have no problem with it. I think you are going to face a lot of backlash.
Oh, trust
me. From Cub fans,
yes.
From White Sox fans.
Yes.
You are talking to two individuals who grew up here, who have lived our entire lives here, and yet I have no problem in it because they're not in the same division. They don't play for the same things.
Mm-hmm.
They've never met in the World Series. So to me, the rivalry is completely between the fan bases and not actually on the field. I would say it's okay.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to, Kevin, but I fear for your fandom safety, because I think Cub fans and White Sox fans will not be pleased with that.
You can want both teams to perform well, right?
Yeah,
and then root for your favorite team if they both get to the World Series, right? And as someone who grew up a White Sox fan, cheered for the Cubs, and then I got reasons we don't need to get into for going back to for going back to the White Sox. We don't need to get into them. This is not the forum for that. We have full Bears phone calls.
I thought you were going to say it's not the time for that. And I was going to say, I think current events in the last couple weeks have been quite the time.
It's the time, but it's not
the forum. The forum, I got you.
It's the time, but it's not the forum for me to tell you why I'm a White Sox fan.
Sure.
And if you want to be a Cubs fan, I got no problem with you being a Cubs fan. You be a Cubs fan all you want, cheer them on all you want, that's you. But for me personally, I went back to my roots, grew up a White Sox fan, dad was a White Sox fan, Black and I used to go to White Sox fans, White Sox games all the time together.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's why I'm back. But we got full Bears calls, so let's get to someone.
Here we go. Kevin on the south side says, be patient.
Oh, I'm worried about
this
one.
Be patient.
Was this the one you were talking about? Because I'm worried about this one, too.
Okay, so this is Kevin on the south side. We're talking Bears football fans. What do you feel? What do you think of the situation with the Chicago Bears? Kevin says, be patient. Kevin, you're on ESPN 1000.
No, this is Keith.
Sorry, and Keith. Yes,
oh, hey, Keith. Sorry.
We got a lot of calls, Keith. There's Keith's, there's Kevin's. They're all, you guys are all like kind of in the same row.
That's on me.
Yes.
Go ahead, Keith.
I just say be patient. It took the Cubs over 100 years to win a World Series. Okay? I don't know if we all can stay here that long, but be patient. These guys are going to get this stuff figured out. And then also your previous caller asked if he could come off the Cub boat and get on the Sox boat. Mm-hmm. No, stay on the boat you was on. Don't get off of there because you see that big old hole in the boat. Stay where you at. We don't want you.
I love that response on the Cubs fandom. All right, Keith, so you're saying be patient because things will get better with the Chicago Bears.
Indeed. It'll get better. Probably not with Nagy and Pace. Your general manager is probably still in grade school somewhere. Your head coach that's going to take you to the Super Bowl, he's probably in a newborn nursery in NICU now.
But Keith, I don't want to wait 35 years.
You don't have to wait 35.
You'll be 70. It's all good.
You'll be 70. 34.
Keith, how old are you?
I am 54.
54. Okay, so how old were you when they they won a Super Bowl?
You're in your teens.
Yeah.
When they won the Super Bowl, I was around 19 years old.
Yeah, that's a great time to win a Super Bowl. That's a great
time.
Then
yeah, it is.
They went to the Super Bowl in what, 06?
Yeah. All right.
I had just hit 40.
All right. Thank you for the call, Keith. We appreciate it.
You all have a great night on purpose.
You too.
That saying. You guys have a great night on purpose.
I thought that was going to be more confrontational, but
yeah.
He laid it out.
See,
just
that's
be
what
patient.
I thought it was going to be, right. Guys, be patient. Trubisky's going to get it this year.
All right.
You'll be good.
We were worried for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Oak Lawn. Tom, you're on ESPN 1000.
Guys, I'm going to go on a rant here. First of all, I want to thank George McCaskey because I had a big decision. Should I pay the extra for the red zone or not? I haven't been doing it since 2018, but now after the press conference, I'm just going to pay the extra for the red zone and such and just watch the red zone and not watch the Bears or anything. And I don't know what was the funniest part. Was it Ted Phillips saying that most teams wish that they had an organization like theirs? Was it when I think it was Mark Potash asked George McCaskey if it would be best for them to have a football guy in the organization to tell them if they're doing a good job? And George was saying, well, we have Matt and Ryan. They're our football guys. And then going on a rant about how Ted Phillips doesn't do anything in football operations, only for him to say, you didn't actually answer my question, and then still not answering the question. I don't know if it's, Ryan Pace not answering about his contract thing with Hub Arkish. I mean, if you did a drinking game and took a shot or a drink every single time they said collaborate or collaboration, you would be in
ER. You'd be dead.
With alcohol poisoning, and they would be pumping your stomach. And it probably still would be better than you listening to that whole press conference. I met George at the Hall of Fame in 2018. He took pictures with me and my brother and my son and such, and he couldn't have been nicer and everything like that. And I met him at the training camp, and he really seemed like he wanted to win and such. And I really thought it was genuine, but this whole thing just makes me think that he's fine with being mediocre. And I do not want to be a fan of a mediocre football team. So until So until they get rid of, make changes, get rid of Pace, get rid of Nagy, get an actual president of football operations in there, an actual football guy that can actually tell them whether guys are doing a great job or not and not have it be sweaty Teddy, I'm empathetic. I'm out. I'm just gonna watch everything else in football. I'm not going to watch the Bears next year.
Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. He was talking about Mark Potash asking George McCaskey about football decisions. Here's that exchange.
Hey, George, even with this year's playoff appearance, the Bears have been in the playoffs 7 times in 28 years since the end of the Ditka era. And to a lot of fans, that reflects on you. So how much merit is there to the idea that the Bears need people more rooted in football to make these football decisions than you and Ted?
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys. I've heard it often that Ted meddles in football affairs, and that notion is just absurd. It just doesn't happen. He's the president and CEO. Ryan reports to Ted. But the idea that Ted or I meddle in football decisions just isn't true.
No, that's not my question. It's not about meddling in the actual football, like on the field. I think the criticism is that you are judging the coach and general manager, and I think people feel that the Bears need people more rooted in football to make that decision.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh,
well, that's a valid criticism. My performance is evaluated by ownership and the board, and that's how that process works.
That was the moment.
Well,
that was the moment, Chris.
Well,
that was the moment.
Oh,
that was the,
well,
my name is on the building,
well,
so deal with it.
Oh, well, I tried to ignore your question, well, but
you
have a follow-up here.
Do you know do you know my last name?
Oh, well.
What's my last name?
Well,
say my name.
Oh.
Say it.
I'm not saying your name.
Say my name.
George, I'm not saying your name.
Say my name.
Dude, I'm not saying
say
it.
Say the last
name. I'm not doing it.
Say the last name. Say it, Potsy!
McCaskey!
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
We're talking Bears football with you. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. I wanted to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. I put this out on Twitter earlier today during the press conference. Follow me at Chris Black and at Adam A. Abdallah. Let's play the three-word game. Three words. Describe the Bears' end-of-season press conference. Three words. I'll go first. My response was, no answers found. No answers found. That was my suggestion to this. Three words to describe what you heard from the Bears today. What would you say? What would you go with?
On the radio?
On the radio. Yeah, it's tough on the radio, but I think we could figure it out. You could say F's if you want. If that's, I know I have a lot of submissions here with
a lot of them are, you know, complete bull blank. That's three.
Here's one. Greg says 4th and 7.
Okay.
Let's see. Carm says baseball starts soon. Richard says sell the team.
On Twitch, BRB Squeezing Hog says not very good.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what was that name?
BRB Squeezing Hog.
All right.
He likes to hug pigs.
Yeah. What was his answer?
Not very good.
Not very good. Yeah. Let's see. Brian says same mediocrity allowed. James says, are they high? Ruben says, soon, spring training. So three words to describe what you heard from the Bears today. What would you go with?
A collaborative effort.
That's good. That's nice. Harold and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. Three words. How would you describe what you heard from the Bears today? Three words. What do you have?
Need new ownership, period, man. I'm calling in because I feel bad for all these Bears fans actually out here. someone who goes on are basically saying that Ryan Pace and Nagy are the perfect fit for the team. Now, six seasons, Ryan Pace.
Oh, I think we lost Harold.
Harold,
oh,
you there?
There, Harold, start over.
Start over, Harold. Rack it. Re-rack.
Okay, so I said, Ryan Pace has been here for six seasons with 42-54 record, by far under 500, which is so pathetic. Two, I feel bad for these Bears fans. Like, these guys want to see a championship, or they want to see a playoff run, or to be honest with you guys, it's like they're not going to get anything with this ownership. And I feel bad for you guys because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm sorry, they need a new ownership, you know? And just basically listening to the interview, it's just, and excuse my language, it's stupid. It is stupid. Other than that, I am sorry you guys are going through all this stuff, but the only thing I can say is just hang tight, and hopefully, like I said, things will change, man. But other than that, it's pathetic. It's so bad, and again, I feel so bad for all these Bears fans.
Harold, who are you a fan of in the NFL?
Honestly, I'm an Eagles fan.
All right.
I'm
an Eagles fan. Sorry for your loss of Doug Peterson. Coach.
I'm so happy he's gone. I'll be honest with you, man. Super happy.
Good luck with Jalen Hurts. He's going to be good.
Hey, man, to be honest with you, we shall see. We shall see.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Harold. We appreciate it. Jake in Orlando, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, guys. So, after this press conference, I cannot tell you how many times I was laughing at what they were saying, but the only conclusion I can come up with is why Phillips still has a job with this team is he's got to have some type of dirt on the McCaskies. Otherwise, he should not be in football operations. I don't know why he has a job still if he does not have dirt on this team or the owners or – you know, the organization.
Yeah, and Jake, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he's still there. For me, the way it appears.
You know why he's still there.
It appears to me. Well, I don't think he has dirt on the organization.
No,
I like the conspiracy theories that Jake is suggesting there, but I just think those who are making the decisions to hire these people, the McCaskies, George McCaskey especially, he just doesn't know.
You know why he's still
know.
There.
You he has
know
no
why
idea.
He's still there. They value relationships over performance. Ted Phillips has a good relationship with the McCaskies. He's made them a lot of money, and he's going to stay in his position because of the beginning of the press conference was George McCaskey praising Ted Phillips for guiding them through the pandemic season.
Well, they can, that's okay.
Okay.
I heard that part of the press conference too.
Yeah.
I think it is commendable that the Bears got through the season without any COVID-19 issues. I thought they did a great job.
It's commendable
job.
That it a lot of teams did.
It is something to applaud.
Yes, a lot of teams. They played every single game, Chris.
I don't know if that's the way I would shape the conversation today when clearly the fan base is upset because they want people fired.
No, but I'm saying that they value him because of his relationship with the ownership. That's why. That's why they value him. And so no matter what the performance looks like on the field, he's survived everything. He's survived John Fox. He's survived Mark Trestman. He's going to survive Matt Nagy. He's going to survive Phil Emery. He's going to survive Ryan Pace. He survives all of it.
I think Tom's call was funny like 10 minutes ago, who was like, they look at this whole situation with Phillips and McCaskey asked from Potash, hey, what's the deal? Who are the football guys? Oh, well, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are the football guys. How funny is that? Vince in Lake in the Hills, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Vince?
So my three words would be Bears looking good. And now you're going to probably laugh. Now, I look at it this way. Since 2000, how many times have the Bears and Packers been in the Super Bowl? One time each, okay? If you look at the Bears against the Packers, I'd say very bad. The most winning teams in football has been the Patriots. And who's the 15 other teams that were better than the Chicago Bears since 2000 because they're right smack in the middle? Who's been better, and how many times did they get the Super Bowl? You think about the league-wide teams like the Cowboys, the Steelers, teams that are good for so many years, like the Raiders. the Bears aren't as bad as people think. They have a lot of things you got to work on, like a better offensive line, some key pieces, like, of course, a quarterback. But they're not as bad as everybody thinks. And I'm not, like, totally pissed about Ryan Pace and Aggie there, because I remember when it was with Trestman and John Fox and how bad it was back then. So we got to really think about where we're at. And if the last few years are any indication, it could get better, and they get a little better, I'm all right with that. Because remember, the Packers and Bears have only been to the Super Bowl one time each. And that says a lot about the Packers and the Bears and this whole division. We've only been fighting with the Packers for the last 20 years, and no one else is any good.
Well, Vince, to respond to that, you're still climbing the mountain to get back to where you were with Lovie Smith as head coach. That, to me, you're still far away.
I understand that, but we're not as bad. Listen, Lovie kept us in from 2000, basically, I think, four. It was 2003, 2004 when Lovie came in, until 2010 when they let him go, right? It was 2010 or 2011,
I think 12.
Whatever it was.
I think 12 was 12. His last season.
12. We were competitive, yes. All right? I think having Nagy in the last two or three years, we're more competitive than we were since Lovie.
Vince.
Now, they have not been more competitive. Vince. They get blown out a ton.
Vince, they were 2-4 in 2019 against teams that made the playoffs. They were 1-7 this year against teams that made the playoffs. How is that competitive?
I understand exactly what you're saying. All right? But we have to also look about where they're going. I don't think they're really going in a bad situation. I think they're going to get better. We're only a couple pieces away.
They've gotten progressively worse on offense and defense. Oh.
No, how do you say we're the worst defense?
I said they've gotten progressively worse. I never said that they got worse. I said that they're getting progressively worse. They're not the worst. They've gone from number...
How is number 11 in the NFL bad?
Well, they went from 1 to 4 to 11, so they're getting progressively worse, which is what I said.
Okay, but look what the Packers went to, okay?
The Packers have Aaron Rodgers. He's the ultimate band-aid.
Okay, I get that, but I'm saying they give up as many points as they score. So the best team, who is the best defense in the NFL right now? The Rams. They're playing the Packers this week. We will see how well the Packers play against a really, really good defense.
The Packers beat the Bears 76-41 in two meetings this year.
Yeah, and I know that's horrible. And it still pisses me off to no end. But I'm telling you right now, the Packers will lose if the Rams keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. Guaranteed.
Okay, but that's a playoff game. I'm talking about having sustained success as an organization, which they're not. They made the playoffs in 2018 and lost. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs this year because they got lucky that another team lost and there was an extra team added to the playoffs. That's not progress. That's regression.
So let me ask you a question. Being in the middle of the pack is not ever great. You always want to be top 10 at least. But who are the teams in front of them and who are the teams behind them? Okay, and where are they going? So we have to look at where we're going. We're a lot better off than we were 4 years ago as a Bears team. A lot better off.
I don't think we are.
I don't think we are either.
Wait, you were better off with John Fox?
Hey, Vince, I think what we're trying to tell you is that you need to board up the windows because there's a tidal wave on the horizon, and that's going to hit and crash next season because this team is not improving. And what will happen is without a competent quarterback in here, which they can't go out and find because there are none available, they don't have draft capital, and they don't have money to spend, that this team is going to, like Abdallah said, the defense is going to continue to erode, and the offense can't score points. Score 3 points in a playoff game. 3 points, Vince. That's all you scored against the Saints, who do have a good defense, by the way. Top 10.
Number 2.
So the tidal wave is coming. They might be 8-8 this season. But the point that we're trying to get across to you, and we appreciate the phone call, Vince, is that the tidal wave is coming. Your house is in the way of destruction. It will crash upon your house.
Is that movie? What's that movie?
That is coming. It is going to happen.
What's that movie with George Clooney on the boat and that big wave is coming? Perfect Storm.
It's the perfect storm.
You're at the
storm, bottom
of that wave right now, and you're like, oh, no, we got a little dinghy. And we're going to...
In the movie and in any... situation like this, it's like you go down, right? Like the boat dips, mm-hmm. and then you see the big wave coming over mm-hmm. you, and all you see above you is a sea of water that's rising into the air, ready to crash down on you. Like that's what is going to happen with this team regarding their cap space, regarding on the players that you already paid on the defensive side of the ball, who are not playing well, Eddie Jackson. Who are not living up to top five ability, Khalil Mack. And yeah, I'd say Khalil Mack. Roquan Smith is a stud. He is awesome.
Robert
he
Quinn.
Should have been an all-pro player, but you paid Robert Quinn. He's not performing. Like you have major issues. And the solution from the McCaskies was just keep it the same. Just keep it the same. Like Vince says, it's not that bad. Not that bad. Look at the Packers. Packers have only gone to one Super Bowl in the last 20 years.
They survived in that movie, right? I've never actually seen it, just the previous.
I don't know. There's a new movie on Netflix with George Clooney. I watched like 45 minutes of it, and it's complete garbage.
Isn't that just awful? Isn't that just that old Western movie just remade again? It seemed like a very like the
No, it's not. Oh brother, where art thou?
Not Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's a Clooney vehicle.
Not
what I'm telling you is that Clooney and this girl. There's a little girl in the station. He's in a station in Antarctica, right? And she's left behind because her people or everyone on this planet have gone up to space.
What?
But they're up to space.
Wait,
and Clooney's alone.
It's a space movie.
It's a both movie. It's an Antarctica movie and a space movie all in one.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you're lying to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Nothing about that movie says space.
What do you want to bet? You want to bet $1,000?
I don't want to bet $1,000.
1,000 pizzas.
I don't want to bet 1,000 pizzas. I thought it was it looked just like that movie with Jeff Bridges. You know what I'm talking about? Where he plays the
the Big Lebowski.
No, True Grit.
No, it's not like True Grit.
Where he's got the girl and
he's got the girl and the girl's in the station and she is not supposed to be there. She was supposed to be on a spaceship that went up.
Wait,
and then
what?
She is there, and now he needs to make contact with them, but his devices and his base are not working.
Okay, Roderick Jane's in the chat is right. I'm thinking of the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's got the girl.
Yeah.
And he's
on the horse. Yeah, the horse.
I'm thinking of the Tom Hanks movie.
Yes, I think that's
not
an Apple
the George
movie.
Clooney.
Is that an Apple movie or
They both got beards.
Yeah.
It's streaming.
The Clooney one on Netflix.
Okay.
It is awful.
All right.
Not as bad as the Bears future.
We're confused.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN. 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
George, Ted, Ryan, Matt. They're in a little boat at sea, right? And all of a sudden, I feel the boat going down. And they're like, whoa, where are we going? It's going down, going down. The boat's going down. And then all of a sudden, you look up and this tidal wave is coming towards them. That's what's happening. And you say it was like a perfect storm, right?
Yeah.
And like you found out in the commercial break what happens at the end of the perfect storm.
I found out that they die.
Really? Do they really? I don't think I've ever watched that movie.
Someone tweeted me. I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
All right, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Cole in East Pennsylvania. Cole, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I just had a couple of notes that I was thinking about. I was listening to the show last night when you guys broke the news live. And, you know, it's like I said to you guys, you know, I was deeply hurt. You know, honestly, the press conference today, it insulted my intelligence. And the three words I immediately thought of after this whole situation, arrogance, hubris at the top. I mean, that's not three words, but just arrogance and hubris. Those are the three words. And to me, you know, you have an ownership group that admits that what is going on is not acceptable. And they continue to go with it because it's the path of least resistance. It costs the least amount of money, and it's what's comfortable for them. And to me, and the other thing I've been thinking through this whole season, if Matt Nagy was competent, he would have built the offense around David Montgomery. You know, Kyle Shanahan realized real early on in San Francisco that Jimmy Garoppolo was not a typical franchise quarterback. So what did he do? He got a roster of running backs. He built the offensive line, and he said, you know what, we're going to run the football, we're going to be disciplined, and we're going to execute. And this team has just refused to build around what they have that is good. And they continue to do the same thing and expect different results. And to me, that's just unacceptable. And the long-term implications of this are that we run the risk of apathy worse than, you know, what the Bulls have had going on the past few years with Jim Boylan going forward. You know, there's a whole generation of young Bears fans. Yes, some of them are wearing Khalil Mack jerseys, but they're not wearing Mitch jerseys. They're wearing Mahomes jerseys. They're wearing Russell Wilson jerseys. They're wearing Lamar Jackson jerseys. And to me, I think that apathy long term is what's the most dangerous. And as somebody who was brought up, you know, by my grandparents as a Bears fan, and I was told about the lore of the 80s, and, you know, I would go back on YouTube and watch the old 85 season games, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. But now, you know, I'm 27 years old. I've only had two serious playoff runs in my lifetime, and that's unacceptable. And, you know, I'll continue to be a fan. I'll continue to support, but, you know, I never call into radio stations, but, you know, I had to call in today and get my thoughts. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Cole. Call again, okay, man?
Yep, for sure.
Thanks for the call. That's call Cole, 312-332-3776. Tim in Valparaiso, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, I love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, man.
If it were, you know, Cubs, they said, hey, we're rebuilding. You know, Sox, hey, we're rebuilding. Don't expect anything for 2 years. Don't expect anything for 3 years. If I were the Bears, I would draft. Don't move up in the draft, so you're going to really have to stop Ryan Pace. Draft who you draft. Let the contracts you got run out with Khalil Mack and all these other high-dollar contracts. Let the freaking thing go with Nagy, get rid of him. Let Pace go when he's done his contract. Then you start clean. You got all the money. You got draft picks. You're going to have number one because you're going to suck. And then get a new GM, you know, maybe next year. End of next year, you hire that football guy that gets you your next GM and gets you your next coach, and you've cleaned house.
So Tim, you're just hoping that things completely go south, they clean house next year, and then they start fresh after next season.
I'm saying let these contracts that are stupid go away, all right? Draft who you draft. You might get good. You know, we got Mooney. You might get guys that are good. You got them cheap, all right? Because they're rookies. And then when Nagy's gone, Pace is gone, bring in a football guy a year before they're gone that plans the next people, okay? Plans the next coach, plans the next GM. You got a clean house. You got all the money in the world. You got low draft picks.
Right, and you move forward, right? And then thanks for the call, Tim. We appreciate it. You know, like, that's unfortunately the thing that I was kind of pointing out here on the show for the last couple of weeks is don't be the Falcons. The Falcons knew, what, 3-4 games into this season that they made a huge mistake and they needed to move off their GM and head coach in this season. I didn't want the Bears to be that. Don't just say, let's roll it back next season. Let's go back. And then the moment the Bears start off 1-4, they're firing everyone because things are not going the way that they thought it would go, even though we are telling them right now this is how it's going to go.
Well, here's this whole thing about not knowing how long these contracts are is really another just, I've said it before, slap to Bears fans, because how do we know if these guys are safe or not? Because if they, you know, start the season 0-4, 0-5 or whatever, and it's not a good start to the season, and this is the last year, yeah, you can fire them. But if they got 2-year extensions, 3-year extensions, they're not firing anybody.
Could you imagine if the reason that they're not letting us know is because both of them got 5-year extensions or something like that? Crazy?
I just don't understand why the secrecy around this, because
there's something that people would be upset about hearing. That's why there's secrecy. There's no other reason for it. There's something amiss there.
It's ridiculous.
There's no other reason to act the way that Ted Phillips acted on the call today and the way that Ryan Pace avoided it. I mean, like, listen, George and Ted, this is what we're going to do. We're in break for 2 minutes. Then we'll hear from George, Ted, and Ryan Pace on the contract situation. We're back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.